He stood there, wearing only his boxers, and pulled the small square bottle from the brown paper sack that had molded around it. It was nearly half empty. He walked to one of the two large industrial windows set in the bare brick at the opposite end of the loft and pulled it open. The blast of frigid December morning air hit him, and for a brief instant he felt sober. He took another long sip. Gripping it tightly by the neck, he and the bottle of Jameson's Irish whiskey gingerly climbed out of the window. He stood on the smooth, wide ledge 10 stories above the cobblestone street that skirted the Brooklyn side of the East River along Dumbo. The whiskey countered his bitter cold, at least in his mind, and his brightly colored Simpson's boxers flapped gently in the breeze. He was sure that it was cold, but it didn't seem to matter. He would be warm enough to do what he had to do. All he had to do was take that first step. Gravity would take care of the rest. As he stood there, he felt a burning sensation in his bare feet and was sure that his skin was freezing to the ledge. That was no good. How could he step off with his feet frozen solid to the ledge? He shifted back and forth to check. No, they were cold. But he could move them. They were frozen in place for some other reason. For the life of him, he couldn't figure out why.
"You're not going to do anything stupid, are you?"
The voice came from the darkness below him. He strained to focus, but saw nothing except the cobblestones of the street. Brian rubbed his eyes and looked down once more, not sure if, in fact, he had really heard something. Maybe the voice had come from inside of his head. Then he saw him standing off to the side of the street below, in the shadow of the Manhattan Bridge. He was an old man wearing a trench coat and a subway conductor's hat. It was...
"Leo? Is that you, Leo?" "Who else would it be? Why don't you come down here and tell me what's what?"
"Ah, Leo, I'm just adjusting my satellite dish."
Brian felt a little embarrassed. He quickly scrambled back into the window, hastily dressed, and pulled on his EMS jacket. Then he hurried downstairs. Leo was old. He shouldn't be out in this cold. At 5 in the morning, it was cold. Really cold. Way too cold for an old man to be out and about. Brian had to talk some sense into Leo. Out on the street, he stumbled on the old trolley tracks that still protruded from the cobblestones of John Street. Leo was looking up at the Manhattan Bridge as the Q train rumbled noisily across toward Manhattan. He spoke when the train had passed.
"How do you sleep with all this noise?" Leo asked.
"I've been here for almost 9 years. I hardly notice it anymore."
"That was my last train before I retired. The Q."
"I know, Leo. You've told me. Till he kick you out again?"
"No, I just wanted to take a walk."
"From Park Slope?"
"I took the train. It's free for us retirees. One of the pikes."
"You taking your pills, Leo?"
"Yes, I'm taking my goddamn pills."
"That's good. But I can't offer you a drink."
"No, I guess you can't. I used to take Robert on the train with me in the summers when he was out of school. I was on the R train then."
"Robert?"
"My son, Robert."
"I didn't know you guys had kids."
The first hints of the day lit the skyline of Manhattan from the east. Lights on the skyscrapers across the river began to flicker and dim before finally switching off. Another Q train rumbled slowly across the bridge, this time bound toward Brooklyn. Brian could now clearly see the hardened wrinkles on Leo's face. He had once been happy. The smile lines gave that away.
"Where's Robert now?"
"Arlington Cemetery. He was killed in Vietnam years and years ago."
"Oh, God, Leo, I'm sorry.
You don't have to say nothing. I just think a lot about him around this time of year."
"I know."
"I bet you do. But don't go climbing out on no more ledges, okay? That's crazy. And I'm supposed to be the crazy one."
"That was pretty stupid, huh?"
"Yeah, pretty stupid."
Another train ambled toward Manhattan.
"Where the hell do you suppose all of those people are going this early in the morning?"
"You got me, Leo. Maybe to work? You gonna be okay?"
"Are you?"